The Boyer Tech Park, comprised of some 89 acres at Kimball Junction, allows for over 1 million square feet under a development agreement okayed in 2008. Boyer's project manager Dave Allen said they don't want to change the original agreement, but they have disagreements with Pat Putt about what the provisions mean. Putt has said a major element is that the park will have tenants related to research, science, and high tech, but Allen said it was always intended those terms have some broad definitions. He said there are lots of examples of major tech companies that have evolved and changed.
You know, is Amazon.com a tech company? If you put in top tech companies in the world, every listing will have Amazon. But now we can look at it and say, well, they're just a glorified supermarket online. Well, when they came out, though, they were definitely a tech company. And so it gets very subjective of saying, well, okay, is eBay a tech company? Well, I don't know. I think they are.
He noted one area where Putt's definition is too restrictive concerning the employees in the park.
The language of Pat's about employees focus primarily on scientific study, testing, building. And I did a little research on this, and you know, I think we would all agree Apple Computer's a tech company, but 2% of their budget is on research and development. They spend more money on legal, as is Google, than they do on research and technology, research and development. And so, you know, we could argue that makes Apple a law firm or something, but the reality is a company, as it grows, it gets successful and the overhead builds. And so you now have a whole marketing staff. You have a whole, you know, advertising, administrative, legal department.
Allen said there are several Salt Lake companies interested in moving to the tech center, but they don't know if they would be accepted by Summit County.
We have several companies right now who have operations in Salt Lake who would like to move their headquarters up to the research park. And one of the holdups is every company says, you know, particularly when locals are involved, they've read all this stuff in the paper, and they say, well, is the county going to let us come? And, you know, we're being wooed by West Valley City's offering to give us free water and sewer and, you know, pave the parking lots for us. And so, you know, we want to come here, but can we? We're kind of frozen right now, saying we don't really know. We think you fit.
Allen said with most technical business parts, such as Boyer's Park near the University of Utah and at Stanford, it's the university that decides on the uses rather than a county government. But Planning Commissioner Greg Lawson offered this perspective on Boyer's project in the basin.
I would look at the Snyderville Basin being comparable to the university related to this particular research park. I mean, it was sold to the basin based on the descriptions and the objectives that were on the table at the time. And I think the Snyderville Basin is pretty much like the university would be. What's good for the community? I think we've got some room to negotiate these things over time.
Snyderville Commissioner Greg Lawson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.